step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, and welcome to the Pet Corner. Your host is Mary. As a reminder, Radio Eye is a reading service intended for people who are blind or have other disabilities that make it difficult to read printed material. Today we will be reading from Modern Cat Magazine. Let's begin with the Spring-Summer 2023 edition. Their front page is The Secret Life of Cats, Brain Games for Cats, Your Cat Expert Tips, Advice, and Insight, Out of the Wild and Into Your Living Room. And the featured photo is a gray kitty that's wide-eyed and it has these aquamarine eyes. Very striking. Editor's letter. Ah, cats are enigmatic besties. Part of our fascination, no doubt, is that cats retain one foot in the wild. Overall, cats became a domesticated companion of humans without changing much, says evolutionary geneticist Eva Maria Gagel. And unlike dogs, they largely domesticated themselves. This is why cats are so interesting and so frequently confounding. They retain much of their wildcat origins. Luckily, recent study has shed light on why cats behave the way they do, and this understanding helps us to better provide for our cats' needs. In this issue, we look at why cats need cat trees and share expert advice on choosing the ultimate cat tree for your cat. Feline behavior expert Michelle Nagelschneider explains 7 of the most baffling cat behaviors, decoding these mysterious cat actions, and unpacking the impetus behind them. We don't scrimp on the entertainment either, taking a look at the ultimate celebrity cat lady, Taylor Swift, and her feline loves. Oh, and we've made your weekend plans for you. A recent crop of must-watch, critically acclaimed cat documentaries is essential streaming. Looking to improve your sense of well-being, the fast track to feeling happier is being of service to others. Hannah Shaw, the beloved humane educator known as Kitten Lady, has the intel you need to get started with fostering kittens. Volunteering doesn't get more rewarding or adorable. See what's involved. On page 60, then turn to page 54 to stoke your cat's interest and engage their mind with our Brain Games for Cats. These fun activities and ideas will banish boredom and help keep your cat feeling fulfilled. We've also packed the issue with loads of cool finds to create a beautiful, engaging home environment both you and your cat will love, and share recommended wellness solutions, including CBD for cats and what it can help address. Of course, we have months of giveaways, 2 cute cat photos throughout to brighten your day, and so much more. We hope this issue inspires and enlightens. Thank you so much for being a part of this terrific community of cat lovers. With love, Connie. Connie Wilson, publisher and editor-in-chief. Guess I'll stumble on home to my cats. A comprehensive history of Taylor Swift's cat family by Eva Earhart, illustration by Michelle Simpson. With the release of Taylor Swift's Midnights, she's been on the lips of most everyone with an internet connection. Combining her sold-out Eras tour with the highly acclaimed album, it seems like we're on our way to Swift world domination. Does that mean her cats will rule with her? Swift is a proclaimed cat lady, citing the cuddly animal as what inspires her in an interview with Time magazine. Number one for me, most influential factor in my life is cats. I have cats. I'm obsessed with them, she shared back in 2019. They're really great. They're very dignified. They're independent. They're very capable of dealing with their own life. And if you fit into that on that day, they'll make some time for you. Maybe. I just really respect it. According to Swift, she's felt this way since childhood. Growing up, she had 2 Siamese tabby mix cats named Indy and Ellison, who were said to have a deep connection with the pop singer. While in her late teens, Swift would call up her friends who were away at college so they could hear Indy and Ellison purr over the phone. In 2011, Swift introduced the world to Meredith Grey, a Scottish fold named after Ellen Pompeo's character in Grey's Anatomy. She was adopted on Halloween of that year, and since then, the cat has been solidly ingrained in Swift's life, appearing in social media posts, merch, and a cameo in the Me music video. In 2018, she was even featured in Ryan Reynolds' Deadpool 2 through a custom shirt with her face on it. Her latest appearance was during Swift's TikTok series Midnight's Mayhem with Me, where she unveiled the track titles for her then-upcoming album. Meredith, of course, made for a perfect co-host and meowed right on cue. The next addition to the Swift family was in June of 2014, with the adoption of another Scottish fold named Olivia Benson. This furry friend is also named after a television character, this time being from long-running crime drama Law and Order SVU. Olivia Benson has also appeared in many of Swift's projects, including a Diet Coke commercial, the Blank Space music video, and exclusive Tamojis in the now-defunct The Swift Life app. Sounds like Miss Benson has been working hard. In fact, she's been so busy that the Ultimate Pet Rich list named Olivia as the third richest pet in the world, with a net worth of a whopping $97 million. Benjamin Button, a bicolor ragdoll cat, is the baby brother of Olivia and Meredith. Swift met him on the set of the Me music video when co-star Brendan Urie handed him to her as an on-screen gift. After a few seconds of his purring, Swift decided that she didn't want to just adopt him in the music video, she wanted to adopt him in real life. "He was just a cute kitten who didn't have a home," Swift said on an Instagram Live, later covered by People magazine. He was part of a program that tries to get cute kittens adopted by putting them in commercials and stuff. "The handler handed me this tiny cat, and he just starts purring, and he looks at me like, 'You're my mom, and we're going to live together.' I fell in love. I looked at Brendan, and he's like, 'Are you going to get the cat, aren't you?'" Since his adoption, Benji has appeared in more music videos, an ad for Amazon Music, and even an exclusive wrist watch from the Taylor Swift merch store. Although he may not have an enormous income of his big sister just yet, he's well on his way to stardom, with a solid place in Swift's heart. "I've never had a cat love people this much," Swift said about Benjamin in a behind-the-scenes video of Me. "I know kittens are cute, but that kitten is special." Although Swift hasn't shared any plans to adopt any more felines, it's safe to assume that cats will remain in this cat lady's life forever. As she once said in an interview with Capital Radio, "They can say whatever they want about my personal life, because I know what my personal life is, and it involves a lot of TV and cats and girlfriends." So they have some of her posts. This is one. It's a picture of her. The Olivia just realized I'm wearing earrings on her face. So there's a picture of the cat. The cat is closer to the camera than Taylor Swift is. It's just their heads. And it's kind of a funny shot because the cat's just looking off into space and she's looking at the camera like, "Well, you like my cat." And that particular post received 2,498,781 likes. And her handle is the at symbol Taylor Swift, TAYLORSWIFT. And she has 247 million followers total. This post, she has, "Hug your cat today, or don't, if your cat hates hugs. But anyway, happy hashtag National Cat Day from me, Olivia, Meredith, and Benjamin." And then there's a bunch of kitty cat face emojis, and then one Taylor Swift's head emoji. So she's real casual with a ponytail, and she's got one of her kittens up on her shoulder, and she's giving it a snuggle. This one is, "And then there were three," and it's a picture of her with her newest kitten, Benji. He's real cute. He has a face kind of like a raccoon look. He's got like raccoon markings on his face, but he's mostly white. And she's just laying down with him, and he's stretched out like, I love you. Dream job. Get paid to live on a gorgeous Greek island with 55 cats. A viral job posting rocketed a Greek cat sanctuary to global fame. You can still apply for the position. By Cassie Gill. 5 years ago, the story of a small haven for cats and their caretakers in Syros, Greece, became known the world over. A job posting looking for a cat caretaker at a sanctuary on a tiny Greek island went viral, amassing over 80,000 applications. Global media coverage of the phenomenon turned the sanctuary into a destination, leading to a Netflix episode and a newly released book. Sanctuary founder Joan Bowl still can't quite believe it. From her current perch on the stunning Greek island that houses the sanctuary, she recalls a formative childhood moment. My mother brought home a kitten, and it was true love at first sight that stuck with me ever since, she laughs. Though born and raised in Denmark, Bowl and her husband had dreamt of building a refuge on the Greek island of Syros for themselves and their two cats. But when they moved into their dream home in Greece, they found out other four-legged locals were joining the brood out of desperation. There were sick and starving cats everywhere, and the cat population was so out of control with precious few people responding to their plight, she tells Modern Cat. From there, the sanctuary organically began to grow as Bull began caring for more and more of the cats, totaling 30 in the first year. There was no way we could have ignored their plight, and our place very quickly went from just for ourselves to us opening up basically our entire estate to create a safe haven for the cats. She dubbed her cat sanctuary God's Little People. The name, she says, comes from a quote by philosopher Pythagoras, which says, "Animals share with us the privilege of having a soul." He referred to humans as God's big people and animals as God's little people, which strongly resonated with Bowl. Humans are gods to animals, and so whenever humans mistreat an animal, that would be how the animal experiences God. This understanding lodged so deeply within me. Her sanctuary might have continued to fly under the radar were it not for the job opening they posted to Facebook in 2018, 7 years in. Paid job offer with cats. This is as genuine and not a joke, friends. Please feel free to verify, the posting read. A very special position and living circumstances on offer on a little Greek island called Syros, a small paradise no less. Syros is located in the Aegean Sea to the southeast of Athens, Greece. They thought they'd get a handful of applications. They couldn't have been more wrong. Well, it was a totally unexpected experience, and we only became aware of it because a friend told us he'd just seen the news of it running across the screen on BBC News. We had put up a Facebook post looking for someone to take on the caretaker role here at our sanctuary, expecting that, if we were lucky, we'd get maybe 20 people applying for the job, Bull recalls. Picked up by major media outlets like BBC and CNN, it took on a life of its own. We had no idea it was about to go viral the way it did. The attention was absolutely mind-boggling, she laughs. In just a month, Bowl and her husband got a whopping 80,000 applications for the position, an experience that she details in her new book, God's Little People, Feelings That Connect, and in an episode 5 of the Netflix series Cat People. The part-time, 6-month position offered just €500 per month, equivalent to about $530 US. But the perks were many for the right person. Requiring about 4 hours a day of work, it involved feeding, cleaning up after, medicating, and loving on the 55 cats at the sanctuary. Housing, tranquility, and stunning scenery were included. The posting read, "From experience, the job is most suitable for someone 45 plus years of age, who's responsible, reliable, honest, practically inclined, and really with a heart of gold. Apart from feeding the cats will also need heaps of love and attention. You will at times be expected to trap or handle a feral or non-sociable cat. So knowing something about a cat's psychology, too, is important, and cat whispering skills should come naturally to you. If this sounds like you, there's still a chance you could live the dream of taking care of cats on a Greek island. Since the initial job posting, the sanctuary has been choosing a new person for the position annually. Most recently, Melinda Runstrom, a vet nurse from Stockholm, Sweden, held the position. I saw the Netflix special and just fell in love with the environment from a distance, and I admired Joan and Richard's values and ideas, says Runstrom, who began following the sanctuary Facebook page. Suddenly, the job post was there. It was as if it was directed at me. The recently minted veterinary nurse had also been doing feline rescue work for about 20 years. I thought it a perfect fit. It was also very good timing, as I was feeling quite stressed and overwhelmed in my personal and professional life, and could just benefit massively from a break and an adventure. The experience was amazing. It was lovely and strange and quite overwhelming and amazing. I didn't know to the full extent what I would be facing, and it really became the adventure I was looking for. Runstrom has already been back twice since last summer. In June, she's returning for a month. The surroundings are truly spectacular and relaxing. It's so beautiful, and with the ocean quite near, the idyllic small towns of the island, the slower tempo, it gives me peace of mind. The cats of the sanctuary and the stray colonies and I have formed a special bond. It's like visiting good friends every time. Runstrom's day starts with feeding the sanctuary cats, her favorite part. The cats are all around, eager for food, and the sun is rising, she says. There are little groups of cats throughout the sanctuary that need attending to. Some individuals need medications or special diets. Others are in quarantine due to medical treatment. She'll clean their crates and litter boxes, then feed the two stray colonies nearby. We try to spend as much time as we can with them, too, says Runstrom. After the feeding, there might be scheduled veterinary visits or errands to run, like buying cat food. Usually, though, there will be a few hours free for beach time or sightseeing around the island. Spending time with the cats, the feeling of doing good work, and the sheer beauty of the place are the best parts, says Runstrom. Though, she's quick to note, the work component is very real. The job is for somebody willing to work, she cautions. It's for somebody with a true love for and understanding of cats. It's for somebody committed to the place. You need to be invested. It's an adventure, but not a vacation. It's not a meet and greet with the famous couple from Netflix or a photo shoot for your social media. This job is for somebody who wants to do good, for people who want to contribute to a better world. It's a job for givers, not takers. Still, the sanctuary has no shortage of applicants. The job position has become extremely popular and desirable, says Bowl, who has expanded the original single position to a team. Caretakers stay for 3 to 6 months and rotate, with both new and returned caretakers in the mix. In addition to the caretakers, the sanctuary also accepts general volunteers to help out with different facets. The cats, the gardens, maintenance, and upgrades. Basically, people volunteering with a variety of skills, says Bowell. 5 years in from the viral posting, the sanctuary is still seeing blessings from the media attention, including more volunteers and more cat sponsors. But perhaps the biggest benefit was renewed faith. The most important thing we derived from this whole experience was realizing just how much goodwill there is towards cats in this world. So many people wanted to volunteer, and we realized just how many resources there are in this world to want to do good for cats, Bowl says, looking back at the last 12 years. To date, over 3,000 kittens and cats have found refuge at her No Cage, No Kill sanctuary, which also operates as a registered charity and adoption center. Chronically ill and semi-feral cats also have homes for life at God's Little People. While helping cats was her first priority with the sanctuary, Bowl also hoped to show others that it was possible to live in harmony with the felines. By providing water and food, as well as spaying and neutering, it was possible to transform the outlook on the cats from being the unsightly, sickly, and emaciated pest they clearly were to locals, hanging around the dumpsters, scouring them for scraps, says Bowl. As the situation improved for the cats, locals began to take notice, and attitudes towards the cats changed, ultimately inspiring more community members to get involved in caring for the animals. Bowl shares more of her emotional journey in her book, which she completed in 8 intense weeks. Starting a cat rescue was a major step outside of my comfort zone, she says. At the same time, it also felt like destiny was taking me by the hand and showing me that something as simple as love for cats can bring you on such a life-altering journey. She hopes to inspire others to follow their hearts when it comes to their passions and beliefs. I'm not the first person to have done so, but I do believe that following your heart is the best way you could possibly ignite and inspire people around you to want to do well, too. We might not all be able to do something on a large scale, but we're all capable of small acts, which together can lead to a big change. Visit or volunteer. The Cat Cuddling Cafe is open June, July, and August. During summer weekends, guests get a guided tour of the sanctuary, then can sit and enjoy a spectacular sunset while cuddling cats and enjoying a refreshment. Visits are only upon request and can be booked at godslittlepeoplecatrescue.org. Rental villas. Visitors can also book one of the rental villas on the sanctuary grounds. We now get the most awesome guests staying in our villas, says Bowl. They love being in a place where Greek cats are deeply cared for and loved. It's not uncommon that the sanctuary cats will go inside the villas and visit our guests, much to the delight of both our guests and the cats, a 100% win-win situation. Sanctuary Villa Booking, sanctuaryvillasdelfini.com. That's SanctuaryVillasDelfini. VillasDelfini.com. Volunteer. We post on Facebook whenever we're looking for caretakers and volunteers, so the best option for anyone interested is to actually follow us on social media, advises Bowl. Our caretakers and volunteers are from all over the world, and anyone with prior experience can apply, although we do get a lot more specific with regards to skills for our caretakers. We post about new caretakers a couple of times a year. I encourage people to persist if genuinely interested, as the interest is huge, and it's obviously limited how many we can invite. But I'm just about to have a volunteer who's written again and again for the last 2 years, so patience pays off. There are several photos from the sanctuary. It really is just a beautiful place. The first is a woman. She's sitting on a rock wall, and she's cuddling a tabby cat, and the cat is looking her in the eyes, and she's looking the cat in the eyes, and they just look like they're so happy together with their smiles on their faces. There's a coastline in the background, and so you can see the Mediterranean there. And then the other cat is just kind of doing a cat thing, ignoring everybody. This next picture, looks like it could be the side of a barn, perhaps. It's a wide veranda porch, and there are hay bales, and there are bowls on the ground and on the hay bales, and then there's just cats everywhere, walking around, testing out their bowls, just lounging. This picture is, again, it's looking at that scene out over the Mediterranean. The sun is setting, and there's a group of cats, and they look like they're watching the sunset, and they're lit by that golden light. So pretty. These two pictures, one, it's that rock wall, and there's all these cats, and they're all at a respectful distance from each other, lounging on the wall in the sunshine. And this is a group of cats in a garden, a real pretty garden, lots of different flowers, and there's benches, and the cats are sitting on the benches saying, "This is our garden." This picture is a wider view of the gardens and some stone steps going down toward the shore. And again, there's all these bowls set out, and there's just all different varieties of shapes and sizes and colors of cats everywhere. Another of this is a different view. This must be the inland view. You see some hills and grass and tall grasses, and there's just this beautiful blue sky and all these cats lined up like, okay, where's the food? Look at a few brain games for cats. For indoor cats, environment enrichment is the name of the game. These expert tips will help you provide a rich, stimulating home to keep your cat engaged and happy. By Rose Frosick. Number 1. Let them puzzle it out with Cadet's Play Treat Puzzle. This smart toy is, in essence, a slow feeder that offers 6 fun activities that stimulate your cat to work for their food. Made of BPA-free materials, the treat tubs, pyramid forest, treat cave, bubbles, tunnels, and food spiral will keep your cat busy. $33. CATIT.ca is the website. They have a picture of a little black and white kitten, and it's sticking its paw into one of the holes trying to get its food out. Number 2, bring the outdoors in by providing your cat with fresh greens to nibble. Oat grass is proven to help freshen cat's breath and alleviate digestive problems associated with hairballs. Plus, most cats love to nibble on greens, as evidenced by their attraction to houseplants. Give them a healthy outlet with the Van Ness Oat Garden Kit, which lets you provide fresh oat grass especially for cats. Growing it couldn't be easier. The kit comes with seeds, peat moss, and a growing dish, so you can grow fresh oat grass indoors any time of the year. $4, VANNESSPETS.com. And then they have a picture of a black and brown tabby, and it's got its mouth wide open, about to chomp down on that oat grass. Number 3, play to your cat's natural instincts. The Tiger Diner Ceramic Food Dish from Pioneer Pet is designed to allow your cat or kitten to catch their food, appealing to their natural instinct to use their paws to capture their dinner. The easy-to-fill funnel-shaped bowl automatically distributes food as needed, providing a challenging activity that appeals to cats' natural love of hunting and provides mental and physical stimulation by bringing out natural predatory behaviors. Bonus, it also makes cats eat at a healthier speed. $27, PIONEERPET.com. And they have a picture of the bowl. So it has a narrow opening where you pour the food in, and then there's all these different shaped openings along the side. So the cat sticks their paws in the little openings to get their food. Number 4, provide out of this world fun. What to get for the cat who has everything? The sun, the moon, and the stars. This Yow catnip toy set provides a whole galaxy of fun in a small package. The set of 3 toys features shapes and textures to delight your cat, including a crinkly solar corona made with durable cotton twill and 100% organically grown catnip, no fillers and no chemicals. It will keep your catnip-obsessed kitty entertained for hours. $15. DuckyWorld.com, DuckyWorld.com. This concludes Pet Corner for today, and your reader has been Mary. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions concerning this program, please call us in our Lexington studios, 859-422-6390. Thank you for listening, and please stay tuned for continued programming on Radio Y.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.